Hello, and welcome to This Week at Charlestown Road, a branch of the Heaven Bound podcast. My name is Jason Harden. I'm here with Roger Schaus, and this is where we reflect on the weekend that was. We dig a little deeper into a recent sermon to give you something to think about as this week unfolds, but also look forward to what is to come here this week at Charlestown Road. Roger, we are doing our best to smile this week in light of what you talked about this past Sunday. This past weekend was not the way we were hoping to spend the weekend. We were in our homes rather than being here in person, but I thought you picked just a great 3,000-year-old phrase to get us thinking even from home.
Well, I appreciate that, and that comes from Proverbs 31, the story of the virtuous woman, and there are so many wonderful godly characteristics found there. This is a mother telling her son, who's going to be a future king, what type of wife to find. And as she goes through, you know, what's interesting, we don't know anything about her heights. We don't know anything about how good-looking she was. Those are not on the list. But in verse 25, in the midst of all these qualities, we find strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future. And that was the title of our lesson, Smiling at the Future. It's easy to smile at the past. I mean, you get out the photo albums and we look at how everybody was dressed and old times back in high school. It's easy to smile. It's easy to smile at the present. You put on a funny movie or something and everybody can laugh. But here was somebody who was smiling at the future. And we talked in that lesson how sometimes there's so much going on around us that's so negative and down that we just kind of forget to smile. And it just carries our spirits down. We point out a couple things in that lesson that, first of all, she did not have any more insight into her tomorrow than you and I do. She didn't know whether she'd be rich or poor. She didn't know what the future held. Neither do we. Yet she could smile at the future. We also pointed out that it's easy for us to look at people in the Bible and think, well, they had such a simple, easy life compared to us. But we live in a world of technology and appliances and high-streaming internet and automobiles and all that stuff, and it probably took her all day just to get the fire going, to cook the food, to wash the dishes, and we can push buttons and do all those things. So it wasn't that her life was simpler than ours. That's a false assumption. Nor can we see that she was just an eternal optimist. Some people can be up to their neck in water and think things will get better, and they don't look at reality. There's nothing in that context that brings that out to us. We pointed out that down verse 30 that she was a woman who feared the Lord, and that was the basis of smiling at the future. And those are some things that kind of took us to the book of Romans, where we talk about salvation in Jesus and the help that the Holy Spirit gives us and the love of the Father. Those things found in Romans chapter 8 can allow us to smile at the future.
Yeah, it's been 3 days, and so I just in looking back at that sermon several days later, have been made to ask myself and talk with my family, you know, are you smiling as much as we ought to as children of God? There is always something to be thankful for, always joy to be chosen, always good to meditate upon. We don't always live in that sort of a world, and you, just as surely as I do, see people all around us, even some disciples of Jesus who are having trouble smiling. And so I thought it was a great way to start the week to remind us that in Christ, through God's love and the help of the Holy Spirit, the future is unknown. But we can smile because we know who reigns and whose we are. As I was thinking about this opportunity here in the middle of the week, I really thought you did a great job emphasizing that second line of Proverbs 31:25. She smiles at the future. But I thought it might be a good, worthwhile few minutes to think about that first line. Maybe how she is dressed is helping her disposition, her attitude and her perspective. And of course, as you've already brought up, it's so much more than how she was outwardly dressed. We're not talking about the simplicity or the complex beauty of what she was wearing on the outside, but it's what was going on the inside. Strength and dignity are her clothing. And so two questions really to think about here in the middle of the week. Are you smiling? And number two, how are you dressed? Are you dressed with strength and dignity? Roger, when you think of those two things, strength and dignity, what do you think of?
Well, I think in the context of Proverbs 31, the strength there was not physical.
Yeah.
It wasn't that she had this power within her. You know, that's where a lot of movies are. It's within me, and I've got it all together. I'm a strong woman. I'm a strong man, and I've got everything answered in my life. The strength obviously comes from the Lord. All through that passage, the Lord is found. And that's where her hope rested. That's where her strength was. She didn't know what tomorrow would bring, but God was already in tomorrow. And so her strength was within the Lord. Dignity carries the idea of being chaste, being honest, being a person of integrity, being someone who recognizes what is right, someone who's going to revere the Lord and reverence the Lord. That's all coupled in that idea of being someone who's dignified, someone who's walking with the virtues of the Lord. So this is how she clothed herself. And that reminds us that those are choices. Just as you went to the closet this morning and you looked at what kind of shirt or dress you're going to put on, what kind of shoes am I going to wear, those are all choices you made. Here's a woman who went to her spiritual closet, and she realized that she needs to put on strength. She needs to put on dignity. Who knows what's going to happen this day? But with those things around us, what a difference it'll make my character.
Yeah, it makes me think of what you are teaching on the weekends from the Beatitudes, right? The idea of being poor in spirit, of mourning, being meek, hungering and thirsting and merciful. It's the exact opposite of the way much of the world thinks, right? And yet here is the pathway to true joy and strength by acknowledging how much we need the Lord. And I think that's what's going on here in Proverbs chapter 31. The reason she is able to smile at the future is because her strength is the Lord. The reason she is able to smile at the future is she knows, as long as I am on the Lord's side, this is going to be okay, and it may not be the path that everyone is traveling. In fact, it may at times feel as if I'm swimming upstream, but I'm going to stick close with the Lord. I'm going to clothe myself with the Lord. And that, we know, is not just an Old Testament idea, but a very New Testament way of instructing disciples of Jesus to live. I think of Romans chapter 13 and verse 14, where Paul has talked about certain things that need to be put off as far as sins that weigh us down and separate us from God. He says at the end of Romans 13, beginning in verse 12, let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. And then in verse 14, he says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. What we're being told is, if I gratify the flesh, if I just live in whatever way I want to live, I ought not to be surprised when I have trouble smiling at the future.
And Paul would say in both Ephesians and Colossians, this idea of putting off and putting on. And it reminds us of putting off or putting on clothing. You got a small child, you change his clothes. We put on clothes, we put off clothes. And here in the book of Galatians, again, that idea is found in Galatians 3:27. It says, For all of you who are baptized in Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. We've wrapped Christ around us, we could say. And what does that look like? Well, it means I'm wrapping kindness around me, because that was Jesus. I'm wrapping godliness around me, because that was Jesus. I'm wrapping myself in joy. They're smiling at the future right there. I'm wrapping myself in hope. I'm wrapping myself in truth. I'm wrapping myself in love. And so as I've clothed myself in Jesus, I put on the characteristics of Jesus. And that carries me through the day. That's going to influence my tone of voice. That's going to influence the way I address people and answer people. It's going to influence what I do on social media. It's going to shape my attitude today. And all the things that we are doing today, I need to remind myself when I leave that house, did I remember to put on Jesus? What a difference that can make.
Yeah. Maybe you're driving down the road. Maybe you're getting ready for the day. I don't know what you're doing as you're listening to this, but I would encourage you to really meditate on Colossians 3. Roger, you mentioned that this is frequent in the writings of Paul, and I want you to think as you interact with people today. Not only does this involve you being able to smile at the future, but you having an impact on the people around you. You just listen to this instruction from Colossians 3, verse 12. Put on then. Well, there it is. The reason that the Proverbs 31 woman was able to smile at the future, strength and dignity are her clothing. Same thing here. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, what do we put on? Compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. It's like a belt or a sash that pulls everything together. And then you notice verse 15, this is not a coincidence. You clothe yourself with the right sort of things, and you look at what you are able to do. Proverbs 31, strength and dignity leads to smiling at the future. Galatians 3, Colossians 3, putting on Christ, what does it lead to in verse 15? Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. The way we are able to smile at the future is we know who rules in our hearts.
I dare say each of us have looked in the mirror multiple times this morning before we left that house. Make sure our hair looks nice. Once we get our clothes on, once we stand right in front of the mirror, make sure it looks, nothing's too wrinkly and everything looks good. But we need to remind ourselves as we're getting the outside looking together, got to make sure the insides. And that inside is putting on Jesus Christ. What a difference that makes. Jason, let me ask you this question in regard to the sermon. What if someone says, well, you know, the world is just nuts right now. I'm tired of COVID. I'm tired of masks. I'm tired of this election stuff. I don't have a reason to smile. And to that you would say?
I would say I am allowing the present storm clouds to obscure my view of the glory of the sun. I love these opportunities here and there when, you remember when we used to get on airplanes and travel different places. And we trust that eventually, Lord willing, that will happen again. But maybe you've boarded a plane in downtown Louisville and it's just rainy and foggy and gray and just no color, no brilliant sunshine. You take off in the rain. You're ascending in the rain. The rain is streaking on the window right beside you. And then eventually you fly through those clouds and suddenly the entire landscape is different, right? Just this azure blue all around you, and what was dark and gray underneath is now that beautiful white puffy cloud that it looks like you could just get out and walk on. There's no doubt that 2020 has been full of a whole lot of storm clouds, right? But that is not everything. That is not the full scope of reality. Right now, we're living under multiple storm clouds, but if all that I see is the storm clouds, to borrow from our theme for the year, I'm not seeing as the Lord would have me to see.
So when someone says, I have no reason to smile, they may not. But for a disciple of Jesus, yeah, we sure do. Yeah. I'm going somewhere. And it's not to work, and it's not to school. I'm going to heaven. I'm heaven bound. And so that gives me reason to smile. That's flying above those clouds. Jesus, my Jesus, he looks upon me as being one of his. I've got reason to smile. He blesses me. He forgives me. He helps me. Yeah, there's storms all going around me, but guess what? I am not or ever am I alone because of the Lord. I got reasons to smile.
It's the end of Hebrews 11 and the beginning of Hebrews 12, right? Where people of faith are described as going through just terrible circumstances, suffering mocking and flogging, chains, imprisonments, being stoned, killed in a variety of different ways. And then the writer says, we fix our eyes on Jesus. We're surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses who knew what it was to experience really high highs and really low lows, and they knew what it was to suffer for the name of Jesus and the glory of God. But there's a reason that the writer reminds us of those examples and then tells us where our eyes need to be fixed, which means during years like this, seasons like this, if there are clouds all around me and I just feel like it's always raining, I need to be extra sure, extra diligent, extra devoted to begin the day, live the day, conclude the day by making sure my focal point is Jesus.
The psalmist said, this is the day that the Lord has made. That's reason enough to rejoice. Yeah. And, you know, some people fake smiles. You see that all the time in photographs. It's not real. I dare say when we think about the Proverbs woman or we're doing here in Galatians and Colossians, this smile came from the inside out.
Yeah.
There was some substance to this. And you walk into work today, you walk into school, you just walk in wherever you're going, walk into the store with a smile on your face, people are going to stop. Somebody may even say, well, what are you smiling about? And this is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice. And that's just a good reminder of these things.
Yeah. Who knows the opportunity to share the reason for the hope that I have within me if I smiled the way you encouraged us to this past Sunday. I really appreciate the way that you approached that. And as you emphasized earlier, the key was this was a woman who feared the Lord. Gives us a great thing to think about and imitate this week. We're looking forward to tonight, very much along the lines of what we're talking about, what this woman clothed herself with in Proverbs 31, you said was a choice. Joy is a choice, and that has been a focal point for us here on Wednesday evenings.
We continue our study. Now, we're going to be online only this evening at 7 o'clock, so we encourage you to join us any way you can connect to us on our website. And we're going to continue our study of the book of Philippians. We're in chapter 2 tonight. Talk about the joy of faithful friends. And in that section, Paul identifies two people that were really instrumental in helping him at that period of his life. And they're just abounding in qualities very similar to the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31. And so we encourage you to join us online. And as we kind of study the book of Philippians together, There will be an outline that you can download from our website to kind of help you go along with such things. And for too long, we look forward to getting back together again.
Absolutely. Same sort of thing for this coming Sunday. Please remember that our shepherds have determined it would be best to cancel all in-person gatherings here at the church buildings for this week and next week, the week of November 15th. So we will not be meeting this coming Sunday in person at the church building. But we were very, very encouraged to see how many of you joined us online in a variety of different ways this past Sunday. Same sort of thing. The video will be available early on Sunday morning at charlestownroad.org. We will be live streaming that video on Facebook and YouTube at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. We'll be singing, we'll be reading scripture, we'll be praying, observing the Lord's Supper. Roger and I very much appreciated your encouraging feedback over the course of the last few days. We're in this together. We're smiling at the future, trusting in Jesus, doing our best to encourage each other. And we hope that our time together, even on this podcast channel, has been encouraging to you. We appreciate you listening. If we can be of any help to you in helping you to smile at the future and grow in your walk with Jesus, that's why we're here. We're looking forward to tonight and, Lord willing, to Sunday, the best day of the week. We encourage you to keep smiling and doing everything that you can to grow with us.